From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting an investigation into the downing of a passenger jet points some blame at Russia. Dutch-led criminal investigators Wednesday said they had solid evidence that a Malaysian jet was shot down by a missile moved into eastern Ukraine from Russia. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Investigation Chief Wilbert Paulussen said Wednesday the probe confirms an earlier probe by the Dutch Safety Board, concluding that flight MH17 was brought down by a Russian-made Buk missile, a claim Russia has denied.
De Buk-Taylor die is gebruikt is vanaf het grondgebied van de Russische.
He said the Buk missile came from Russia and was returned to the Russian Federation after the launch. All 298 passengers on the plane died after it broke apart while traveling from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Former Israeli president and elder statesman Shimon Peres, a joint winner of the 1994 Nobel Peace Prize and an influential figure in Israeli politics for 70 years, died Wednesday, 2 weeks after suffering a massive stroke. He was 93. U.S. President Barack Obama said a light has gone out. The U.S. president added, there are few people who we share this world with who change the course of human history, not just through their role in human events, but because they expand our moral imagination and force us to expect more of ourselves. My friend Shimon was one of those people. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas issued a statement saying he had sent a condolence letter to the family expressing his sadness and regret and praising Peres's intensive efforts to reach out for a lasting peace until the last days. Obama, Britain's Prince Charles, and former U.S. President Bill Clinton are among those expected to attend the funeral, according to Israel Radio. This is VOA. U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has condemned the attacks on the two largest hospitals in rebel-held areas of the Syrian city of Aleppo as war crimes. His comments came as U.S. Secretary of State threatened to cut off contacts with Russia over Syria unless Russian and Syrian attacks on Aleppo come to an end. Damage from Wednesday's strikes in Aleppo temporarily knocked the two hospitals out of service, further limiting medical care in a city that has been hit hard by more than 5 years of fighting. Ban told the UN Security Council Wednesday, let us be clear, those using ever more destructive weapons know exactly what they're doing. They know they're committing war crimes. The M2 and M10 hospitals are in the part of Aleppo held by rebels who oppose President Bashar al-Assad. It was not immediately clear who was responsible for the attacks on the hospitals. Militaries from Syria, its ally Russia, and the U.S.-led coalition are all bombing targets in Syria and at various times have blamed each other for airstrikes that hit civilian targets. U.S. presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump headed back to the campaign trail Tuesday, a day after their contentious debate that independent analysts largely agree, say she won and could give her a national polling boost. Political surveys before the debate showed the two candidates locked in a tight contest, with Clinton, the Democratic contender, holding a narrow 2-point lead. However, political analysts say Clinton could add another 2 points to her edge after she kept Trump on the defensive through much of the debate. Tuesday, Trump was back on the campaign trail, telling supporters he won the debate by all accounts.
Last night was very exciting, and almost every single poll had us winning the debate against crooked Hillary Clinton, big league.
Trump advisors hinted he might skip the next debate with Clinton, set for October 9th in the Midwestern city of St. Louis, Missouri, but Trump said he plans to attend both of the remaining matchups with her. Authorities in Thailand threatened to arrest Amnesty International speakers who were set to hold a news conference Wednesday to release a report detailing allegations of torture at the hands of the military and police, causing the rights group to cancel the event. Beatings, suffocation by plastic bags, and electric shocks of the genitals are among the torture methods used by Thai soldiers and police under the military government, according to the Amnesty report. Just before the news conference was to begin, officials from Thailand's Ministry of Labor warned Amnesty that the two speakers set to talk about the report did not possess work permits. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.